The Supreme Court unanimously sided with consumers in a boat safety case today, ruling that a federal boat safety law does not shield manufacturers from being sued in state courts. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has more.
The case the court ruled on today began in 1995 when Jean Spreetsma fell from a motorboat while on vacation with her husband and son. She was struck by the motor's blades and later died. Her husband Rex recalls the horror of her injuries.
Her whole hand was gone, and it had cut into her lung and spleen, and it put some lacerations on her body as well. She was still conscious at that time, although she did explain to me that she thought she was dying. And but for the fact that she was hit by the propeller, she would be alive today.
Spreetsma sued Mercury Marine, which manufactured the boat, alleging that the company, by not putting guards on its propellers, had caused his wife's death. The suit was brought in Illinois state court, but the state courts dismissed the suit on grounds that the federal boat safety law protected the company. Today, however, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously disagreed and sent the case back to be tried before a jury. Writing for the court, Justice John Paul Stevens noted that the law was passed after Congress found that some 7,000 people had been killed in recreational boating accidents over a 5-year period. Under the Act, the Coast Guard has since established minimum safety standards for recreational boats, but it has not required propeller guards, and the boating manufacturers argued that the decision not to require such guards meant that they were not necessary for boat safety. Justice Stevens rejected that argument. He said the Coast Guard, in deciding not to require guards, focused on the lack of a universally acceptable propeller guard for all boats. But he said that did not mean that some kind of propeller guard should not have been installed on this particular boat, or on other makes of boat, for that matter. Concluded Justice Stevens, concern for nationwide uniformity does not justify the displacement of state lawsuits that compensate accident victims and their families, and that serve the Boating Act's primary purpose, promoting boat safety. Boating manufacturers were dismayed by the ruling, saying it would lead to many more lawsuits against them. Joe Pomeroy, general counsel of Mercury Marine, the company which manufactured the boat in the Spreetsma case, said nonetheless that no propeller guard would have saved Mrs. Spreetsma.
There is a growing body of evidence that perhaps these devices are more injurious than they are helpful.
Not so, says Leslie Bruckner, who represented Mr. Spreetsma in the Supreme Court.
I know that Mercury Marine, which was the defendant in this case, holds a patent on a propeller guard. They have been demonstrated to work on a variety of different boats, and there's no reason to believe that manufacturers couldn't design a propeller guard that would stop accidents like this one.
Indeed, last year, an advisory panel to the Coast Guard did recommend specific propeller guard regulations, though to date, no such regulations have been advanced. Mr. Pomeroy of Mercury Marine says that he is confident his company will prevail at trial. He noted that every boat manufacturer sued so far has eventually won, either at the jury trial level or at the appeal level.
There have been 3, I believe, appellate decisions on the issue. All 3 have uniformly found that the evidence in favor of propeller guards would not sustain a jury's verdict.
Mr. Spreetsma's lawyer, Leslie Bruckner, counters that those lawsuits all took place over a decade ago.
Those lawsuits all occurred years and years and years ago. The state of the art has undoubtedly moved forward since then, and there's no reason to believe that we can't prove our case at trial. The propeller guard is like the airbag. The manufacturers all claim that airbags wouldn't work, and we know that that's not true.
Whether propeller guards are or can be as effective as airbags remains to be seen. What is clear is the damage that propellers continue to inflict. According to the Coast Guard, from 1995 to 2000, there were 141 propeller fatalities on recreational boats and more than 1,100 serious injuries. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.